Hello, and welcome to the audio guide to The Nest. My name is Ruth, and I'm a white person in my late 20s with short blonde hair and glasses. This guide will provide you with information about the venue space, including directions to and around the building. We hope that this guide will help you prepare for your visit. In this guide, shorter distances will be given in steps, and longer distances will be given in meters, as well as steps where appropriate. Orientations will be given using the points on an analog clock face. So 12 o'clock would be straight ahead of you, and 9 o'clock would be on your left. Keep in mind that everyone's steps are different, and therefore the measurements in this guide are approximate. For reference, the steps in this guide are based on my own measurements, and I am 6 feet tall. Please adjust accordingly if you need to. Where is The Nest? The Nest is located on the third floor of Festival House on Granville Island at 1398 Cartwright Street. It can be accessed by stairs or elevator. Getting to The Nest by car. There are a small number of parking spots in front of The Nest and in front of Waterfront Theater next door. There is one accessible spot in front of each building. These spots back out into oncoming traffic. There is a small parking lot between Waterfront Theater and The Nest as well, which is accessible from Cartwright Street. There is one accessible spot at the back of this lot, with lots of room on either side to exit the vehicle. There are also larger parking lots on either side of Old Bridge Street. From the entrance to Granville Island on Anderson Street, turn right onto Cartwright and then left onto Old Bridge Street. A parking lot will be on your left and a parkade will be on your right. You will have to pay for parking between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. It costs $3 an hour on weekdays and $4 an hour on weekends and statutory holidays. Getting to The Nest by bus. There are no buses that stop on Granville Island. The nearest bus stops are a 6 to 15 minute walk away and serve the following routes: 50, 4, 7, 14, 84, 10, and 16. I will start by providing walking directions from each of these bus stops to the Granville Island entrance. All routes combine there. For walking directions from the Granville Island entrance to the venue, skip ahead to Getting to The Nest from the Granville Island entrance. If you are taking the 50 South False Creek via Granville Island, get off at eastbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn left and walk for 35 steps or 30 meters until you reach an intersection with lights at 1 o'clock. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and cross again, heading northward. After you cross, continue walking straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 50 to Waterfront Station, get off at westbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn right and walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters, until you reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you'll reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Powell, the 7 Nanaimo Station, the 14 Hastings, or the 84 VCC Clark Station, get off at eastbound West 4th Avenue at Fir Street. When you get off the bus, turn left. Continue straight down the sidewalk for about 30 meters to reach a crosswalk at 2 o'clock. Cross, then follow the sidewalk to the left to continue down 4th Avenue and under the Granville Overpass. After 90 meters, you will reach an intersection with lights at 9 o'clock. Cross this intersection straight ahead, heading northward, then turn right to cross again, heading eastward. Then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Continue for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and then keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Blanca, the 7 Dunbar, the 14 Blanca, or the 84 UBC, get off at westbound West 4th Avenue at 1st Street. When you get off the bus, turn right. Continue for 45 meters to reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, and continue straight for 125 meters. You will reach a crossing with a curb cut at 1 o'clock. Cross the street to another curb cut at 11 o'clock. Oncoming traffic has a stop sign to let you cross. Now you will be passing under the Granville Overpass. Continue straight for 36 steps or 30 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 11 o'clock. Cross the street straight ahead, continuing eastbound. After crossing, turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 downtown or the 16 29th Avenue station, get off at northbound Granville Street at 5th Avenue. When you get off the bus, turn right. After 30 steps or 25 meters, you will reach a set of 10 stairs at 9 o'clock. Go down the stairs and follow the sidewalk through the park. After 20 steps or 16 meters, the sidewalk will curve slightly to the left. Then walk for 30 steps, or 25 meters, following the sidewalk to the left, and continue for 55 meters to reach 4th Avenue. To avoid stairs, go straight down the sidewalk from the bus stop for 75 meters as it curves left, then turn left onto the path into the park. Walk for 55 meters to reach a slight curve to the left, then walk for 32 meters to reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps or 20 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Keep walking for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 Granville or the 16 Arbutus, get off at southbound Granville Street at West Cloverleaf. When you get off the bus, turn left and then immediately turn right to take the downhill path into the park. After 20 steps, or 16 meters, turn right to take the path into the tunnel. At the dead end of the tunnel, turn right. There will be a path on your left at 9 o'clock and stairs in front of you at 12 o'clock. Take the path for 8 steps, then follow the path to the right for 35 steps, or 30 meters. Continue on the sidewalk to the left through the park. Walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters, follow the path for a slight curve to the left, then continue for approximately 30 meters until you reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps, or 20 meters, to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. Getting to the Nest from the Granville Island entrance. At the bike and pedestrian crosswalk, continue straight past it. The path will turn into a boardwalk for a few steps as you do so. When you reach the intersection with Cartwright Street, turn right. There will be a big yellow building along your right-hand side marking this intersection. After 25 steps, or 20 meters, the sidewalk will disappear and there will be a walking path bordered by two smooth, parallel railway tracks. Cartwright is a one-way street, so cars will be passing you on your left. There will be a red train car at about 2 o'clock. After 35 meters, you will start walking past a gray building, which is Waterfront Theater. Continue walking for 50 meters to reach Festival House, where the Nest is located. You will pass a large Granville Island information sign and a red bike rack. The main entrance to the Nest is just past this at 3 o'clock. Getting around the building. The main entrance to Festival House, where the Nest is located, is a set of double doors under an awning. The doors open towards you, and there is no automatic door button. When you enter, there will be a box office volunteer seated at a table in front of you at the foyer. You can then proceed to the Nest by either taking the stairs or the elevator to the third floor. The stairs will be in the foyer at 9 o'clock when you enter the building. They are anti-slip, with a handrail on the right-hand side that goes all the way up. The Nest is on the top floor, and you will reach it after 4 flights of stairs. There is a door at the top that should be propped open. To take the elevator from the foyer, go through the doors directly in front of you. There is no automatic door button, but they should be propped open. The elevator will be directly on your left at 9 o'clock. When you exit the elevator on the third floor, the theater doors will be down the hallway directly in front of you, about 10 steps away. There are 2 gender-neutral bathrooms along the same wall as the elevator, so if you turn left from the stairs or the elevator, you can reach them. The closer bathroom is 3 steps away from the elevator at 9 o'clock and has a urinal and an accessible stall. The farther bathroom is 8 steps away from the elevator at 9 o'clock and has an accessible stall as well as a smaller stall. The theater entrance is a set of double doors at the opposite end of the hallway from the stairs and elevator. Depending on when you arrive, there may be a line of people waiting to get in. Once you enter the theater, a volunteer will scan your ticket at the entrance. When you enter the theater, the stage will be on your far left, and the front row of seats will start at 10 o'clock. The front row of seats is floor level. The seats are folding chairs in rows on risers, so each additional row will be up 1 step. There are no handrails to get up to the risers. Conclusion. If you need anything while at the Nest, volunteers will be located at the box office and the theater entrance to help. They will be wearing teal lanyards with name tags hanging off of them. Thank you for listening to our audio guide to the Nest. This guide was created in partnership with the Writers Festival Accessibility Roundtable. If you have any questions or feedback about this audio guide, please email access@writersfest.bc.ca.